Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. And today is Monday, 22nd of February, and here in Auroville is partly sunny on 21 degrees Celsius, with a weather forecast of sunshine and clear over the night. Temperatures from low of 22 to high of 32, and heat index on 40 degrees Celsius, with maximum ultraviolet index on 10 extreme. Southerly winds at 9 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour, and moon is full in Virgo. Let us browse through the schedule of events for the mother's birthday at the Matrimony Dear. So today at 5:30 p.m. a meditative concert by Jean-Christophe Bonafoux on Mansuri Indian flute and Indri Jugalvi on Lithuanian harp and voice. On Wednesday 24th at 5:30 p.m. a flame of love with Russian singing bells by Vera. On 25th Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Savitri music by Sanil Bachataria. And on 28th, on Sunday at 5 a.m., Auroville's birthday meditation with Dawn Fire. Entrance from 2nd Banyan Gate from 4:15 a.m. On 29th, on Monday at 6 a.m., meditation for the Golden Day, 60th anniversary of the Supramental Descent. On 29th at 5:30 p.m., Golden Streams, a musical offering with Joy on vocal, Nada Prem Bansuri, viola keyboard, Aurelia and Friends with Soundstones and Singing Metals. On Saturday, 27 of February at 6:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, the Golden Day 2012, 14th anniversary, 29th February 1956. Young students and adult sadhaks of all ages from the Sri Aurobindo Ashram perform gracefully and artistically collective presentation and movements. The spirit, the psyche and the movements of the participants are an offering towards the themes Adoration, La Victoria, Pursuit of Freedom, Hearts of Flame, Rising Flame, Steps of Light, etc. based on texts and prayers from the mother and from Savitri. The tender quality of the collective performances and movements in cooperative harmony and discipline are surrendered to the Divine Mother in the Divine Special. The program was held at the playground before the mother's chair and the mother is living and present as ever. On Saturday 27 at 5:30 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, meditation with the Peace Bell by Vera. Otherwise, today at 7:30 p.m. and on Thursday 25th at 7:30 p.m. Yatra invites us to singing and dancing celebration around the fire with joyful spiritual songs from all over the world with keyboard and drums of Siva, Anche and friends. But you can bring also your instrument and join them. Today at 3 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone General Meeting. An invitation go to all those wondering and participating in the activities and development of an international zone. Because this special meeting will highlight the work of the coordination team, the pavilion groups and of the Auroville Internationals within a forum of presentations and discussion to call the future. Today at 9:45 a.m. to 12:30 and from 1:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. we're invited to New Era Secondary School in Kuala Palam to their Science Fair 2016. Today at 6 p.m. in French and 6:45 p.m. in English, Pavilion de France and Les Ballantines President Auroville Reading Festival at the Unity Pavilion. The Writers' Evening will be with Mira Jyoti, Monique, Anne, Anu, Alison, Nishta, Jan, Veronique, Francois, Janaka, Croquette. And for more info, you can contact Florence on 763-932-2654. On Thursday 24th at 5 p.m. at Sire, Sacred Groove's team would like to invite all Auroville residents informative meeting in which they would like to update and share the achievements and the problems that this eco-housing project is facing. Sacred Groove's is one of our most innovative, communitarian and sustainable projects to date, but there have been some attempts to block its realization based on certain unfulfilled expectations and misunderstandings. So they want to put on the table the facts and figures and hear from all concerned. On Friday 25th between 2 to 5 p.m. at Visitor Center near the canyon, between Visitor Center parking and the Visitor Center's entrance, would be an exhibition on snakes and nature offered by Dr. Srishti Bhagargava, neurophysiotherapist by profession, but is an active wild conservation nationalist and photographer. Latin American activities will be going on 25th, which is Friday at 8 p.m. with a film about Simon Bolivar at Cinema Paradiso. On 27th, we will hear Latin American songs, poems and tango and a milonga at Visitor Center at 8 p.m. On 29th at 10:30, opening celebration together with USA and Canada, American One at Dark Alley. And until 15th of March, Ants, Bolivia and Peru, photos by Jackie, are on display at Oro Lake Cafeteria. On Saturday 27th, at 7:30 p.m. at India Space, Whitehall, Bharat Nivas presents a concert of Indian devotional music offered by Rashmi Bhatt, Tabla Shastra, Indian bamboo flute and also clarinet, Lakshmi Santa, singer and harmonium player. On 28th of February between 7 to 11 a.m., Sourcing Our Oneness invites us to celebrate the 48th birthday for Oroville by joining hands and working together. The Sourcing Our Oneness initiative, a joint venture between Oroville and ashram-related organization, is organizing a morning of collective work at Bharat Nivas compound led by the Golden Chain Fraternity and Bharat Nivas Group. All are invited to join in, but they're asking you to register before 23rd of February by sending mail to helenab@oroville.org. On Oroville birthday, February 28th at 5 p.m., there will be a tree planting in Sacred Groves. This is the central area of Sacred Groves where a vast study group identified an energy point related to Oroville's ancestry and stone was placed there last year. On Thursday, Friday and Saturday, February 25th, 26th, 27th, between 9 a.m. to 12:30 and between 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, University of Human Unity announced the Integral Paradigm of Knowledge, a seminar on the integration of the senses, the faculties and the individual, universal and transcendental self and their approaches and disciplines of knowledge, seeing, hearing, speaking, thinking. An exploration in the light of Sri Aurobindo's interpretation of Vedas and Upanishads. At Savitri Bhavan on 27 at 5 p.m. it will be a concert of classical music by Ladislav Brosman. And there's another initiative, The True Story of Oroville's Birth, One More Step Forward 12 months after, an experimental event on Sunday 28th, followed by Monday 29th morning at Unity Pavilion. On 28th, it will start at 6 and the door will be closed at 6:30 p.m. At 7:30, story on how and why Sri Aurobindo passed away and how Oroville was conceived from behind the wheel. At 8:30 p.m., end of the evening. On 29th, between 9:30 to noon, 60 years after the first manifestation of supramental consciousness, our present is full of our threats and opportunities. Could it be the time for a major shift with more conscious support from us? Can we contribute to open the future together? The space is allowing only to welcome 70 people at a time. You need to sign up by mail until 24th on aspiration@oroville.org. The Aspiration Program's team are Raquel, Sheba, Lina, Beatrice. Amongst everything else and cultural programs and offerings, on Sunday 28th from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., Evergreen Horses are having a fundraiser event. On Friday 26th and Sunday 28th, and Thursday 3rd of March and Sunday 6th of March, Pondicherry Equestrian Challenge 2016 is going on, so Red Earth Riding School Warimi invites us to that event. Riders would be from Bangalore, Chennai, Coimbatore and Tripur, and they will be participating alongside our teams of riders from Oroville. The events all and the races will be going on between 6:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. and between 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall today at 8 p.m. they will screen Indian drama Family, open the bioscope made in India in 2015 by writer and director Anindya Chatterjee. Tomorrow we will see Italian comedy God Willing, made in Italy 2015 by Dr. Eduardo Falcone. And on Wednesday they will screen an interesting documentary, The Betrayal, made in USA in 2008 by writer and director Ellen Kouras. And the mother wrote, "The psychic is a steady flame that burns in you, soaring towards the divine and carrying with it a sense of strength which breaks down all oppositions. When you are identified with it, you have the feeling of the divine truth." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on oraclradio.org.